Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu used his final speech in front of the Knesset Sunday to vow a swift return to office, called his replacement too weak, and called out the Biden administration's efforts to revive the nuke deal with Iran. Naftali Bennett became the new prime minister after a 60-59 vote. Actor Ned Beatty has died, Dan Naraki reports.
Actor Ned Beatty has died. Best known for his roles in the movies Deliverance and Network, Beatty's career spanned more than 150 films and television shows. He was Lex Luthor's henchman Otis in two Superman movies and was nominated for a Best Supporting Actor Oscar for his role in Network. According to his manager, Beatty passed away Sunday at his Los Angeles home, surrounded by loved ones. Ned Beatty was 83.
Wasabi will be adding another trophy to his case. The Pekingese was named Best in Show at the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show on Sunday, beating out reserve winner Bourbon the Whippet. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Let's get a border crisis update with Dan Naraki.
The U.S. Border Patrol says their agents encountered more than 180,000 illegal migrants on the southern border in the month of May, the highest level in 20 years. The patrol says that surge is stretching their resources and people thin. El Paso Border Patrol Sector Chief Gloria Chavez says the majority of encounters they're having in her sector are single adults who aren't giving themselves up to agents. She tells Fox News that's one of the things that have been overwhelming her officers.
These are the people that run for Border Patrol agents. They're the ones that are evading arrest, and they're the ones that get into situations, right? Situations that lead to failure to yield, situations where people are actually bringing in narcotics with them to get through. You know that transnational criminal organizations are tied to drug cartels. You know that nothing moves on this border without the authority or the approval of drug cartels. And many of our agents are continuing to get overwhelmed because of that activity along the southwest border, especially in a region like El Paso.
USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
A variant of COVID-19 has become the overachiever in the United States. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The Delta variant of the coronavirus currently accounts for about 10% of the COVID infections in the U.S., something that Dr. Scott Gottlieb says is likely to go up. The former FDA commissioner tells CBS's Face the Nation that he expects it to become the dominant variant in the country and even possibly cause a spike in cases in the fall.
So this is more contagious. It appears that people who get this virus have higher viral loads, and they have those viral loads for longer periods of time, so they shed more virus. Right now in the United States, it's about 10% of infections. It's doubling every 2 weeks, so it's probably going to become the dominant strain here in the United States. That doesn't mean that we're going to see a sharp uptick in infections, but it does mean that this is going to take over, and I think the risk is really to the fall that this could spike a new epidemic heading into the fall. The vaccines seem to be effective. The mRNA vaccine seems to be highly effective. 2 doses of that vaccine against this variant. The viral vector vaccines from J&J and AstraZeneca also appear to be effective, about 60% effective. The mRNA vaccines are about 88% effective. So we have the tools to control this and defeat it. We just need to use those tools.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Four teams left chasing Lord Stanley's Cup in the National Hockey League. The New York Islanders win Game 1 of their series with the Tampa Bay Lightning, 2-1. Monday night, the Montreal Canadiens will be in the Mojave Desert to face the Vegas Golden Knights at the Fortress on the Strip. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, gee, what's that sound? Never gotta look what's going on.
Hey, we're back with you 6 minutes after the top of the hour. My good friend Julio Rivera joins us, the Puerto Rican editorial director for ReactionaryTimes.com, small business consultant, a featured columnist at Newsmax.com, live set, and The Washington Times. Julio, how you doing, buddy?
I am doing fantastic, Bill. It's great to be back with you.
Well, great to have you here. President Biden is on tour after the dismal, although she said successful tour in Central America and Guatemala and Mexico, got slapped down with a little bit of reality. She tried to push a false narrative there, and they called her short on that because that wasn't the whole truth and nothing but. And basically said, look at the problem with the border and the problem, your immigration problems, it's not here in Guatemala. It's not here in Mexico. It's back in the Oval Office. You guys need to figure this out because 5 months ago, we were doing just fine, and now you've made it worse.
Absolutely. And what a spectacle watching the cackling vice president of the United States of America getting taken to task by Lester Holt. And good for him.
Yes.
You know, that was like the first bit of journalism, real legitimate journalism I've seen from them in a while over there at NBC News or whatever. But listen, yeah, you're absolutely right. This problem started on the day that Joe Biden was inaugurated. You know, one of the first actions that he took was to immediately halt border wall construction. I think just the fact that he had won, some of the messaging that he was putting out there before he got inaugurated was to the effect that he had the intention of granting legalization and a pathway to citizenship to up to 11 million undocumented, inhabitants of the United States of America.
But you and I know that number. That's an old number. It's closer to 25, if not 30. You know, that's the truth. And the other thing that he did immediately was he took out of the lexicon, made it illegal to say illegal alien or illegal immigrant.
Yes.
Right?
Exactly. There's so many things as far as it's the whole racial sensitivity thing, what people are allowed to say and not to say. And this extends actually to the media and to different media outlets, you know, getting deplatformed from Google. You've seen people getting taken off of social media, taken off of YouTube, different places like that, depending on whether or not they use the preferred language. And it's absolutely ridiculous because we're dealing in facts here.
Yes.
These people are illegal invaders, and they are breaking the law from the moment that they step on American soil without permission. And that's just the absolute truth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's as far as the disconnect from reality, the dangerous part about this, and I've spoken about this at length, and actually written about this, is that, you know, you have somebody like Alejandro Mayorkas running the DOJ. He was the first Hispanic, head of the Department of Homeland Security. He actually said, you know, as this crisis has been exploding, that we don't actually have a border crisis. And we're this year going to have actually more people cross the southwest border than we have at any time in the last 20 years. I mean, under those conditions, I mean, how could you not define it as a crisis?
Exactly. Well, Julio, this is the thing that's so disturbing for Hispanics like us that will not sell our souls and turn our backs on the truth. And what it has done is look at how many people have died in some cases that 2,500-mile jaunt, you know, into America, and what they've been subjected to in terms of human trafficking and sexual abuse and on and on. I mean, there's actual blood of humanity that is a trail of tears and blood heading to a free America brought to you by the Biden administration. And as far as I'm concerned, the blood is on their hands, and it's on the hands of everybody who participated in this big lie that made Joe Biden president of the United States.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more, because, I mean, the fact of the matter is, if it costs about, I think, somewhere between $4,000 and $6,000 for each one of these people. And that's a lot of money for people from that part of the world to go ahead and then take the jaunt, like you described, 2,500 miles or so, where it's very, very dangerous, you know, desert-like conditions. A lot of people die. I mean, you know, numerous people die on a regular basis, on a daily basis, trying to make that trek. You know, people are less likely to make the financial investment and make the physical investment of risking their lives to do it if they realize that the moment that they get there, they're only going to be turned away. They're going to be seized, and they're going to be returned to their country of origin as they await a trial date if they have a legitimate case for asylum. Now, with Joe Biden and the whole open-ended nature of all this, people are thinking they're going to go in, they're going to take the risk. It's providing a boom to these cartels and these human traffickers and these coyotes. They're making literal, I saw some statistics this show based on the amount of people that are coming into America illegally and expected to continue to try to come this year, that they're literally going to make billions, of dollars to these criminal enterprises to buy more guns, to streamline their drug operations, which is amongst, you know, really one of the biggest problems that we have in this country. When you figure the opioid crisis and all the drugs that are coming into this country, we're literally funding organized crime with bad policies.
Exactly. And I know everybody asks the question, why? Well, this is what happens, and this is why elections do matter and why they have to be protected and they must be legitimate. Otherwise, you get people that do not care about America and put everybody at risk, because now we're just talking the southern border. We haven't even talked about China. I mean, here, what's coming out now? You know, the truth is starting to leak out. And once again, the very things that Donald Trump, and, you know, anytime you mention Donald Trump, you go, oh, God, I don't want to talk about it or anything like that. But look at, you know what? The truth is the truth. You may want to ignore the truth, but the truth still is going to be the truth. And that is that Donald Trump was more right than wrong. And we reported on it. You reported on it. That the fact that this was the result of a lab leak. And, of course, we had information and interviews from a top virologist out of China who escaped China. But boy, I'll tell you, they put the lid on her faster than Joe Biden, because she only got a couple of interviews. One of them that she did was with Tucker Carlson. And she said, look at what the Chinese did was purposeful. They did this on purpose. This was no accident. And what happened? What did America do? What did the world do? And only now are they starting to say, well, we need to hold China accountable. Well, you know, we're a year down the road. You're going to tell me you're going to find evidence of, of their shenanigans that they pulled and how many people that they're responsible for killing?
Exactly. Yeah. Anybody who would have had, useful information regarding prosecuting China for their various crimes related to this pandemic is probably already dead. You know, that's the fact of the matter. And you know, if you look at the timing of when this happened, you realize it's no accident. Listen, the ink wasn't even dry on the phase one trade deal. This trade deal was going to change the dynamics once and for all regarding trade, regarding intellectual property theft. cracking down on Chinese cyber hacking, all these things that were going to be dealt with on this, automatically you get a hold put on it. And I remember last year when I was reporting on this, there were certain parameters of that deal that were supposed to be followed through on by China. You know, at the halfway point of last year, they had not purchased the appropriate amount of goods from the United States of America. All the things that were put into that deal to try to cure the trade imbalances, China basically neglected. So they never had any intention of following through on the treaty that they worked out with Donald Trump.
Now, they purposely ignored it because they knew new management was coming down the line because they you know, joined the cabal of big tech, corporate America, and the mainstream media. We've got more from Julio Rivera after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home immediately. In 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. I'm by the road. The queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. You, me, and Julio down by the schoolyard.
It's who it is, me and Julio, Bill Martinez and Julio Rivera. Yes, from ReactionaryTimes.com. We're talking serious stuff. I mean, we could only wish it was just the schoolyard, but even at the schoolyard, in this age of CRT, a lot of serious things are happening all around us all at the same time, Julio. And sometimes I think that maybe the way it's coming at us is purposeful. It's by design that the American people would be so overwhelmed that they just don't know what to what to deal with. But the preponderance of evidence and the overwhelming push by this cancel culture and by the Democratic Party and the leftists, these progressives, is incredible what they're doing and what they're, you know, continuing to thrust upon us. And if we don't understand what the game is and how to fortify ourselves and defend ourselves and also to take progressive action against it ourselves, we're going to be behind the eight ball. And this is the reason why they've been able to make these inroads, is because for the most part, you know, reasonable Americans have been busy, you know, trying to survive and provide for their families. They're not thinking about, you know, controlling the mass audience, you know, through the political structure and through corruption. You know, who's got time for that? You know, we just want to go live an honest life and provide for our kids and our family, right?
Absolutely. I mean, it's so big on so many levels, you know, and that's the reason why I think a lot of people shy away from this fight, because I don't think that they can even really wrap their heads around the way that this is, this total rigging of the system, from politically rigging it to social media, the media's influence on everything. You know, you talked about Biden in the previous segment and about China. You know, China seemingly is not going to be taking the task the way that they would have under the Trump administration. I've long opined that, you know, Joe Biden is probably an asset of that government based on some of the business associations previously seen between Hunter Biden and some of the investment into his companies in China. So, I mean, listen, this is one of those things where either the masses are going to wake up and realize what they're trying to do, what the government's trying to do to create a situation, a state of total dependence on the government. You know, if things go bad for you, you turn to the government. They're going to re-regulate the economy. They're going to raise taxes. They're attacking everything, even exactly. You know, the lending industry. People trying to help themselves aren't going to have the opportunity to do so if they continue, you know, certain things that are going on in places like Illinois, where you have rate cap legislation on, you know, higher interest loans for people with less than established credit. You know, when you get into trouble, let's say you're, you know, a single mother, young single mother, and you don't really have established credit, you don't have an 800 credit score, it's harder even for these people to get loans because the government is attacking that industry and making it harder for people to be able to help themselves. And that's always, to me, what it's been about, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
It's
yes.
about let's limit people's ability to help themselves and make them wholly dependent on the United States government.
Well, you got to fall in line, Julio. If you're not in line, you're not part of the parade. And if you're not part of the parade, then they're going to do everything they can to make sure. This is the same exercise we went through with global warming, as you'll recall. All these professors that said, you know, it's a theory and I don't get it. Well, then look at it. If they didn't fall in the party line, they weren't getting government grants. They were kicked out. Forget about tenure. It was irrelevant. They put so much pressure on these professors. How many brilliant professors have we lost along the way, have been victimized because of climate change and this progressive idea that they're thrusting upon people? So it's the same exercise, and it's just being exercised in everything. In this particular case, for lending choices, you know, for minorities, because they got ticked, because what did minorities do in the last election? They saw the writing on the wall, and they said, Joe Biden and the Democrats doesn't make sense. We really are more aligned with Republican doctrine, and we're going to support Donald Trump. Well, guess what? If you supported Donald Trump, you're in the crosshairs, buddy. Whether or not you were in that January 6th parade in the Capitol building, or you just cast the wrong vote, guess what? You're going to pay a political price, and you're not going to be treated fairly when it comes to anything that the government can do to support you, whether it has to do with education or monetary lending, right?
Exactly. Absolutely. You know, and it's funny, too, when you think about it, right? First, the big monster that they created and tried to make Donald Trump out to be. When you consider those statistics, those very key statistics of black and Hispanic unemployment at all-time lows under President Trump, wages at all-time highs and growing, those communities were really doing particularly well. And it's almost like a multi-pronged attack against people of color to beat them into that subservience. Like you're saying,
exactly.
Like, you know, oh, it's up to me to fall in line. No, we don't want to fall in line. We want to do for ourselves. But the government is going to push us and continually push us down with things like, you know, basically, if you look at Texas directly, Texas is a state with a lot of minorities, a lot of Hispanics. One of the first things that they attack is the energy industry, immediately halting the Keystone Pipeline, adding all these new regulations to the fossil fuel industry. That hurts Hispanics in Texas. Texas is a very Hispanic state. So all of a sudden you have higher unemployment there. You have people losing their jobs, again, becoming dependent on the government. You know, and this is going to continue to happen until people of color rise up. You know, I recently started doing the Black News Channel, which is a cable news network along the lines of, you know, many of the other cable news networks that you see. And I'm shocked, appalled, but really more than anything else, saddened by the positions taken by fellow minority pundits on all these issues. And I tried to point it out to them. You know, you give me one metric. Give me one metric where we're doing better now with Joe Biden as president. And they literally couldn't come up with anything except for that less people have died of COVID. But the reason less people have died of COVID is because of Operation Warp Speed and all the work of the Trump administration to speed through, you know, treatments and medicines and vaccines.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the other thing, the CDC's been all over the place, and of course what they did with this number was amazing, because they said, well, actually, the people that died of COVID only, that didn't die with the related comorbidities, was, you know, less than 10%, in some cases 5% of the real number. So the half million people, or 600 million people that have died of COVID, you know, break it down, it's about 25 to 30,000. That's lower than flu numbers, Julio. So it's like, it's no wonder people are confused. But meanwhile, they want to continue to force us all to be vaccinated and forget about those of us who have contracted COVID. And the scientists, you know, you got to listen to the scientists. Well, the scientists say those who have gone through COVID and are on the other side of it, their antibodies are actually more efficient than any injection.
Yeah, it's absolutely true. This to me was always about a money grab. A lot of these companies took billions of dollars in government money to try to develop this vaccine. I think if it hadn't been for the alarmism, and you know, have you ever heard the expression scared straight? America was scared stupid by this pandemic, and they were taught to fear. They sat around their TV. They were forced to stay home and sit around in front of their TV, constantly being fed what I like to call fear TV. Mm-hmm. And that fear TV is what's beating the majority of Americans, not people like me and you, Bill, but the majority of Americans into fearful subservience.
Because they're not paying attention, Julio. They're not hearing shows like this one or, you know, pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. They're just taking the pablum of mainstream media, which has disserved the American people, and they're going to eventually pay for it. Because, you know, one time when you and I were growing up, you know, the legacy media commanded 85% of the viewing audience. Now it's less than 50%, but it's still sizable, especially when you add on top of that these cable channels that are all doing the same thing. They've emotionalized the topic to such a degree that intelligence, there's not any room for intelligence, Julio.
No, God forbid you should form your own independent thoughts, Bill. You know, but that's what we're going to keep on doing. You're going to keep talking on the radio. I'm going to keep on writing columns. Your listeners can check out my latest piece in the Washington Times pointing out why rate cap legislation is bad for minorities and America as a whole.
Well, the fact of the matter is, if anything is systemic, it is things just like this, and it's not coming from white supremacists. It's coming from a Democratic Party, ladies and gentlemen. I'm laying it out to you exactly. You check out the facts, and you tell me where white supremacy is behind this. It is the Democratic, the progressive arm of the Democratic Party that continues to do everything they can to cancel you and make sure you fall into lockstep with the rest of them. Julio Rivera, as always, we appreciate the time. Take care, buddy.
Are you
worried about refinancing your mortgage only to find a better rate later? Introducing the No Regret Refinance from Network Capital Funding Corporation. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, and Network Capital is now offering one of our lowest 30-year fixed rates ever, 2.75% with a 2.76% APR with no points or lender fees. Incredible! Our unique process is fast, simple, and secure. And right now, the Network Capital 30-year fixed rate is 2.75% with a 2.76% APR. Now, today's low rates won't last, so talk to us about the No Regret Refinance today. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation. Under the Finance Lender Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amount 500,000 and greater. Rates subject to change. Need credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu used his final speech in front of the Knesset Sunday to vow a swift return to office, called his replacement too weak, and called out the Biden administration's efforts to revive the nuke deal with Iran. Naftali Bennett became the new prime minister after a 60-59 vote. Actor Ned Beatty has died, Dan Naraki reports.
Actor Ned Beatty has died. Best known for his roles in the movies Deliverance and Network, Beatty's career spanned more than 150 films and television shows. He was Lex Luthor's henchman Otis in two Superman movies and was nominated for a Best Supporting Actor Oscar for his role in Network. According to his manager, Beatty passed away Sunday at his Los Angeles home, surrounded by loved ones. Ned Beatty was 83.
Wasabi will be adding another trophy to his case. The Pekingese was named Best in Show at the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show on Sunday, beating out reserve winner Bourbon the Whippet. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey, welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Patrick Wood joins us now, the technocratic expert, here to point out once again how this modern god of big tech is dominating our lives and will go to measures unimaginable. Patrick, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Doing great, Bill. Thanks.
Hey, right at the top of the list, so much to talk about, but that 800,000-pound gorilla that, you know, is in the room smoking cigars, drinking all our good liquor and everything, is what happened with 2020. I a couple weekends ago talked with the congressman out of Arizona, Andy Biggs, and I said, look at, you know, you're talking about growing the party. Well, you've got a disenfranchised part of the Republican Party that's going, what the heck? You know, you just let this 2020 election go by the wayside, and you're forcing us to accept some big lie. There's so many questions. You've got 1,000-plus affidavits of people, sworn testimonies, at the risk of their own freedom, saying, look, at there, we've got trouble here in River City. I was there. This is what I bear witness to that occurred in the election. And here we are being told, well, there's nothing here. Everybody, it's all about CYA. They're covering their back ends. And their response from, you know, these election boards in these varying cities that have problems, instead of saying, you know what, we're going to look into it because we're responsible and we want to make sure that you do not have any doubts going into the midterm elections as to how we're going to conduct a free and fair election. That is flatly ignored. And, you know, the people don't want to, they talk to me and they say, Bill, I don't want to get another email, you know, from the Republican Party about how they need money. I don't care. You know, they've ignored a huge issue here. They left us in the dark. And meanwhile, we're told that Joe Biden, along with his bumbling and cackling vice president, are the leaders of this supposed free world.
That's pretty crazy. That's a crazy narrative. You know, none of this would be possible were it not for the censorship of, well, let's say, dissenting views. That would be you and me, probably. But
right.
If it were not for the censorship machine that big tech and big media and big pharma can put on the world right now, none of these things would be worth talking about. They would all be exposed. But every time somebody comes up with some kind of a common sense idea, the other side just throws confusion into the midst of it, makes accusations, screams and hollers, stamps her feet, holds her breath until they turn blue, like a bunch of children, honestly.
Exactly. But the fact of the matter is even when you have kids kicking and screaming and causing a fuss, and as parents you'll do everything just to keep them quiet, you can't ignore the truth. And this is where the American people are today. You cannot ignore the truth. What we were told on the 2020 elections was incomprehensible. There's no way you can explain that election. And the only way you can explain it is say that they cheated. And that's sad to say. I mean, this is America, and we're talking about really, you know, not what the Democrats could, you know, what they said under Donald Trump for 4 years, spent $70 million of the people's money saying that the Russians elected Donald Trump. And there was no evidence after $70 million. Because I'll tell you what, if they'd have found one iota of evidence, Lord have mercy, Patrick Wood, they'd have drug Donald Trump out of the Oval Office as fast as you could say lickety split.
Yeah, that's right. And, of course, now that the opposite thought might be true, those who are thinking that, you know, at some point that Biden may well be just totally disenfranchised from the presidency, of course, that is the heresy of all time. That is the, you know, claim to be the ultimate, you know, QAnon charge, completely, you know, tinfoil hat, et cetera, et cetera. And I have no idea if it is or not. I'm just saying that when the shoe's on the other foot, it's a totally different story.
Well, everything's being blocked. I mean, you've got audits being done, people who are very qualified. I mean, we've interviewed an IT expert who worked with Dominion, and she was the one that called it to task in Michigan. And, you know, she brought up a lot of questions. There's been a lot of, you know, questions out there, evidence blocked. They're doing everything they can to, you know, infect the information. What was it? Was it in Atlanta or where was it that they moved the ballots to a different warehouse and then left the warehouse unmanned for about 20 minutes? And, you know, it's like, wait a minute, are you kidding me? I mean, this is all about chain of custody and making sure. But then they left the door open to where they could say, well, you know, the ballots were compromised. Some evidence has been, you know, destroyed, which is against the law. You're supposed to make sure the ballots are there for a couple of years. And all of this stuff is being obstructed by the Democrats. If the Democrats were so sure that Biden won by such a resounding number, why should they worry, you know, about an audit?
Well, yeah, they are worried about the audit, obviously, because there have been, let me put it this way. In Arizona right now, we still have the audit undergoing here in Maricopa County, and the results of it still are unknown. But even if the results come out of it and say, well, there wasn't enough cheating to throw the election in Arizona, that's possible. Mm-hmm. But even if they say that, the American people have the right to know that the election process has integrity to it.
Yeah. That irritates me, Patrick, and I'm sorry to cut you off on this, but this is what irritates me. That's their reasoning. There's not enough cheating. What do you mean there's no, what does that mean, there's not enough cheating? You know, oh, there's not enough murder. You know, there's not enough whatever it is to make a difference. You don't know that, because what happens, the reason we're at 2020 is because there's never been enough cheating over the decades to matter. But right now, seemingly, it matters because you've turned your back on it. I mean, look at during the Obama years, you had, I think it was 58 in Pennsylvania, 58 voting districts that voted 100% for Obama. 100%. You know, that's statistically incomprehensible. It's a lie. The only way you do that is because you cheat. But they're so blatant about it, it doesn't matter. And so they go, well, you know, 58, you know, so what? No big whoop, wouldn't have changed the vote anyway. No, but, you know, but it course corrects along the way, cheating, so where you know, you don't have it. I mean, when you have the audacity of an attorney general, Eric Holder, saying there's no such thing as voter fraud, he looks in the camera and makes that statement and say, you know what? You know, for as smart a guy as I thought you were, you're absolutely stupid. You know, because people are getting arrested. They're in jail for voter fraud. How dare you make that statement? How dare you, in the position that you're in, deposit that kind of lie into the body politic?
Absolutely. You know, and you're right. There's always been voter fraud along the way. And this particular election is just the pinnacle of, yeah, of voter fraud. And these American people want to know, flat out. Well, they want to know. Just tell me, I want to know all the details, complete transparency. What went wrong, where, how, why, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And what was the damage that was done by it?
Well, and the idea that we got dead people voting? Come on, we're a joke. You know, you can't have dead people. And what I love is the Democrats, they find a way to raise people from the dead who were arch Republicans, and somehow on the other side of eternity, they end up voting Democrat. I mean, what does that tell you? It's a joke. But, you know, somehow it's just a joke, so it doesn't matter. But, you know, we want to say, well, the election process is so endemic and so critical to a free republic. But yet we treat it, you know, like nothing.
Right. Well, I think the investment tip of the day is buy stock in purple ink companies, because there may come a time in the future when we vote in America by sticking our finger in a bottle of purple ink to prove that we voted. Of course, that's what they did in Afghanistan.
Exactly.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that would be proof positive. If you voted, you can't come back in if you have a purple finger. And
right.
It didn't wear off for days.
Yes. And you can only have one. You can't use every finger of your hand and your toes in order to to get another vote. This is unbelievable what's being done. But yet it's like, you know, I mean, to me, to be a politician and have this a big part of your world and your and the reality and the way people are seeing it, they're not talking about it because they know, you know, we're silly because we don't care about being canceled, so we just move on with the truth no matter where it leads. But they figure, okay, well, you know, hey, we'll cancel you if you say the wrong thing. So we'll see. More from Patrick Wood after this. Stay with us.
Do you have high blood pressure or diabetes? Are you over the age of 65 and covered by Medicare? Then pay close attention to this message. Medicare has introduced some new benefits to help consumers during these cautious COVID-19 times. They realize many of you don't want to leave your home to visit a doctor. So now you can get a remote patient monitoring device shipped to your home at little or no cost to you. Now your doctor can identify your problems in real time, which could potentially save your life. Victory Medical can easily ship this monitoring device directly to your home at little or no cost to you. If you have high blood pressure or diabetes and you're covered by Medicare, make this free call right now to see if you qualify for a new remote patient monitoring device. Call now.
800-282-5112. 800-282-5112. 800-282-5112. That's 800-282-5112.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker,
we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
I find it's always the lie that is loudest. I know the one with the power is never the one who is shouting, shouting. I lean in, I know that I need to listen. Through all of the thunder you whisper, even in doubt you are with me, with me. Like a love song that I've always known, your word hits me deep inside my soul. When you speak,
well, I love this new song for Jeremy Camp, huh? When you speak. Wow, I'll tell you, it's a message of comfort. It really is, you know, because, you know, that's what I hear. People are like going, well, Bill, what do I do? What do I do? You know, and you say, well, you know, you have to pray and you have to listen to what God is saying because God's speaking. You know, right now, and all that's happening right now is no big surprise. You know, God told us that this would happen, and I don't know, to be honest with you, I don't know if this is it. But as Billy Graham said, and he very rarely did he ever make the statement in talking about these are the last of the last days. So when Billy Graham, from his perspective, would say that these are the last of the last days, I would agree that we are coming into that era of the last of the last days. Now, whether or not we may have a pause, you know, kind of what I referred to as a Nineveh pause, kind of what happened with the nation of Nineveh, where they saw their evil ways and turned to God, and God redeemed them and gave them another 100 years. Whether or not America will get that, we don't know. But we do know this, that everything is lining up toward a one-world government. No surprise, we're told that this is happening. And this is the dynamic tension that is taking place in an immeasurable number. It's not like it's 50-50 for people that believe in nationalism and believe in their own countries. I mean, more and more, this globalist movement is marching on. And if it hits that critical mass and really turns the corner on this, well, then
you know, then it's up to us because we've been forewarned and we need to be prepared. And don't think, I mean, and, you know, Patrick Wood, I thought at one point that, you know, China was definitely part of this globalist movement, and they only are in as much as it serves its own purpose. But when you think about nationalism, there's not much difference between America, Donald Trump's America, who believes in America first, because that's what China believes. China believes in China first. So they're not globally sensitive and on that trajectory unless it serves their purpose for them to get control and be the dominant power. But I think, you know, some evidence and understanding is yet to be told and exposed as to how does communist China fit into this globalist movement? And the only way, in my opinion, that they could fit in is that they really control this, and I don't see them as controlling the globalist movement to such a degree to where they can tell all these, you know, these power structures that it's going to be China first, that's it, as opposed to this globalist entity. Am I reading this wrong?
I don't think so. You know, China is the first nation on planet Earth that is most purely a technocracy where society is completely engineered and basically a scientific dictatorship. They have been exporting their technocratic agenda to anybody who will take it. All of Asia right now is pretty well swamped in it. South America and Africa are mostly swamped in it. And to think that there's some kind of a dichotomy between the United States and China as far as technocracy is concerned is foolish because those elements are here in our country right now. They have been from day one. And technocrats in the United States are getting a free pass because they say, oh, China's the enemy, you know. There's nothing here to see.
Right.
All over China. Mm-hmm. That's not true.
Yes. Because this technocracy, where did it originate? Where was the genesis of this technocracy if it wasn't the United States mostly? And China was the one that was able to apprehend it, right?
Well, that's right. And when China was brought back onto the world stage, it was by Zbigniew Brzezinski back in 1976 under Jimmy Carter.
Mm-hmm.
Brzezinski did not teach China free market economics and capitalism. I guarantee it. He taught them technocracy.
Right.
And by the time, 2000 rolled around, there were scholars that were writing about the experiment, as they called it, in China, that China had morphed into a technocracy, even though it still has the trappings of the old communist dictatorship.
Mm-hmm.
It primarily is not a communist dictatorship at this point. It is properly termed called a technocracy. And the evidence is everywhere of it. I mean, just look at the social credit scoring system and say, oh, that's horrible. China's doing that. But you know what? It's here, too, in America right now in all kinds
mm-hmm.
of different forms. It's
right.
in Europe. It's in Asia. It's in Russia. It's everywhere. They've spread it around like the proverbial
right.
peanut butter and jelly sandwich. They spread it around everywhere.
Exactly. Well, Patrick, is this in part why China has protected and the scientific community has pigpiled on this idea of protectionism for scientists because it's part and parcel of technocracy that they're not ready to have it fully exposed?
Absolutely. It absolutely is. And I've said this many times, you know, you look at the collaboration between Chinese scientists, American scientists, European scientists, and so on. Birds of a feather flock together. That's all I can say.
Yes.
There is no distinction in their mind. They have this wonderful fraternity of science around the world, and they're all members. So as a class, this scientific, pseudoscientific class does have a protection built around it. China is a great example of that right now. They refuse to allow any of their scientists to be besmirched. If any scientist steps out of line and wants to be a whistleblower, they simply disappear.
Exactly. Yeah, their organs are harvested and they end up with the Uyghurs or something. I don't know. But yeah, but more quickly they end up disappearing. And of course, we saw what happened with the scientist who was the lead virologist out of Wuhan. She came here to the United States, gave a couple of interviews, one on Tucker Carlson. And boy, they put the lid on her real quick. But, you know, she came out and just flat out said, Patrick, this wasn't a mistake. They purposely did this.
Yes. And I think most, a lot of scientists around the world I believe that fully at this point, but they just can't express it because they get censored.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the, you know, too, I guess, in a way, the covering for China is their tentacles run deep into all these nations, including NATO nations, that, you know, here they are. They're going to make some sort of statement against, you know, China and trying to hold them accountable and responsible for the release of COVID on the world and, you know, all these deaths that have taken place. And, you know, but boy, that statement was so mealy-mouthed. I mean, there really wasn't any teeth in it. And if they really wanted to do something, I'd say right now, I would take them off of, the preferred nation status. If anything, I'd put a timeout on it and say, until we're able to come in and investigate, you're no longer regarded as a preferred nation and you're not going to get access to, banks and lending and other things that they need to have. And let's see if we're able to get into it. But, you know, they've already destroyed so much of the evidence already.
And I'm sure they have. And it'll never be uncovered for sure, because anytime anybody gets close, a little, you know, untruth bomb is thrown into it. Just to make people question whatever it is they're looking at. And, you know, there's a lot of similarities between what we're talking about in China and election integrity. Mm-hmm. It's like if you don't believe what our narrative is, you can simply just take a hike.
Yes.
If you don't want to take a hike, we'll make sure you do take a hike.
Right. Well, it's kind of like Nancy Pelosi. I mean, she defended Ilhan Omar. It's just like, hey, that's it. End of story. You know, not to be discussed ever again. You know, I've made my choice. Well, that's what you say, but the people still have a vote and they can still do something. So we'll see how this plays out if Nancy Pelosi does in fact have the final word. She's been able to, you know, render her and leverage her power over the years, but we'll see if this is what maybe one support of Ilhan Omar too far.
Well, yeah, that's exactly right. You know,
but it all ties into what you're saying, though, right? I mean, they're all singing from the same hymnal here.
That's right, and the masterminds of the world that are pulling the strings on all this stuff. Well, we can look at China as a government entity, but we can also look at groups like the World Economic Forum, which is the pinnacle of industrialized globalists.
Mm-hmm.
They're all pushing the same narrative at this point, and it's pointed against the citizens of the world. It's anti-human, mm-hmm. anti-civilizational. It's going to end very poorly if we don't do something to stop it.
And that really is where the power base is at. It's not in China, not in the United States. It's amongst this Economic Council, correct?
Yes, and that Economic Council includes people in China.
Yes.
You know, we can't think of China as being separate from that, because it was those same people in the World Economic Forum that built China up in the first place. Who do you think owns the factories, who started the factories and built the roads and the dams and the electrical, you know, the power plants and everything else? It was Western technology that built all that. And
so,
they still have deep, deep roots in China. Mm-hmm. And China has deep, deep roots in the rest of these people, these other, you know, global companies and stuff, because they were purposely integrated into them in kind of an interdependent way, if you will, to build this crazy, delicate supply chain that they talk about protecting all around the world. And China's part of that supply chain.
Well, when push comes to shove, who has the final answer here? Is it going to be the Economic Council, or is it going to be the Communist Chinese?
No, I would look at the Economic Council.
That's what I agree. Exactly. That's what I think. I think that the Chinese will be woefully surprised as they're mounting and thinking that they are in control. They're going to find out who really is the boss and who's really pulling the strings here.
I think you're right. And, we don't have long to wait on this, I don't think. But will the proof, when it comes out, be irrelevant or be claimed to be irrelevant by, you know, big tech, et cetera? Of course, they're going to try.
Yeah.
They're going to try.
You know, they can't help themselves. He's the technocratic expert, the one and only Patrick Wood. Patrick, as always, appreciate the time. Thank you for being with us. Take care.
My pleasure, sir.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final.